Watch.
Sergeant Parks rolls up his sleeve and spits on his forearm.
No, please, don't do that.
He rubs the spit into his arm and holds it up in front of one of the children. The boy starts to gag. His hand shoots forward, grasping the air, his jaw chomping like a rabid dog. The other children start to react in the same way. Only Melanie remains calm. Warily, Melanie watches the children's reddening faces, their staring eyes, and snarling jaws.
Stop it!
Parks rubs blocker gel onto his arm.
You think something's human because it's vaguely the right shape?
No, I don't think that.
Good. Here endeth the lesson.
The sergeant marches out past Gallagher and Dylan. On her way back to her cell, Melanie sits very still in her chair. As she arrives back at her cell, Parks looks in on her.
What are you looking at?
If I had a box full of all the evils in the world, I'd stick you inside and close the lid.
Oh, shit. I'll better make sure you never get a box.
She likes me best. She touched me. She wouldn't ever touch you.
You're all done here.
Sarge, wrist and ankle restraint.
Dismiss!
The two soldiers go, leaving Parks looking intently at Melanie. He too turns to leave. Helen Justineau, sitting at her desk, gathers up her papers. She comes down the gloomy corridor with orange cell doors on both sides. Melanie, in her cell, is strapped to her chair, drumming her fingers. Justineau appears at the hatch in the door.
Melanie.
Good evening, Miss Justineau.
Who did this to you? Hello? Someone?
She brings out some keys from her trousers. She lets herself into Melanie's cell.
It was Sergeant Parks, wasn't it? He did this to you.
As she unfastens the restraints, Melanie's mouth suddenly opens.
Miss Justineau, you smell nice.
Don't talk to him, okay? Promise me, if you ignore him, then...
No! Get out! Get out!
Melanie convulses in her chair, snarling like a wild animal. Justineau lets herself out, locks the door, and slides to the floor in shock and dismay.
I'm sorry!
She rubs blocker gel onto her face.
For